The Tulsiqua Chief, about 40 miles northeast of Juneau, has been closed for more than half a century. Two companies tried to reopen the copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver mine in the past decade, but both failed, the most recent earlier this year. So polluted water has continued to leach into the Tulsiqua River, which flows into the Taku River, which enters the ocean near the capital city. That's raised concerns among Taku fishermen that salmon runs are being damaged or that the fish might be unsafe to eat. Of particular concern were dissolved metals, such as copper, which can affect aquatic life. A Department of Fish and Game study, released in late October, says that's not the case. Jackie Timothy is Southeast Regional Supervisor of the Department's Habitat Division.
What we found was that the metals concentrations in the fish that we captured at the mine were real similar to the fish upstream and downstream of the mine.
The study, which Timothy co-authored, updates similar research released by the department in 2012. The difference is additional sampling of the test fish, Dolly Varden Char. Critics of transboundary mines, including the Tulsiqua Chief, say the study could leave a false impression. They say that's because it doesn't answer all the questions.
This is just one very small, very discreet little piece of data.
Guy Archibald runs the Inside Passage Waterkeeper Program for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. He and other critics point to earlier research estimating 15 tons of dissolved metals flow out of the mine each year. Archibald, who helped write the study's funding proposal, says it should also have looked for dead fish.
When you collect fish, you're collecting only the survivors. You have no idea of what that effluent is killing.
Another concern is that the study tested Dolly Vardens, not salmon. Fish and Game's Timothy says dollies are year-round residents, while the salmon are not. She also stresses that the study had a very specific focus.
We weren't looking at whether or not there was a problem with the mine and whether there was pollution at the mine. That has been well documented. What we were looking at was whether or not fish were being impacted, because that was the concern of the fishermen.
She says metals found in the sampled fish come from the general environment. They occur naturally in the Tulsiqua River and other areas with mines and large ore bodies. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.